or a podcast about pretty much anything from conspiracy theories to true crime, myths and legends, and just way more, check out What's the Channel Called?
In a world where two brothers come up with stupid ideas, they set out on an epic journey to fulfill these ideas. And it landed them on What's the Channel Called? An epic podcast, an epic YouTube channel of epic proportions. Watch as these two idiots do whatever they can to sell their merch and to get the views. Tune in next week at whatever time they decide, and they'll keep you posted. And yeah, don't forget to turn your oven off. Have a good night.
A place with over 400 years of history, this is the tale of an ex-convent.
Stories, folklore, legends, leyendas, cuentos y más. This is Spooky Tales. Listen, escuchen at your own risk.
Hi, this is Christina.
And this is MJ.
And this is episode 19 of Spooky Tales. Today we have a special guest with us.
Hello. My name is Stephanie Cortez. I am the podcast host of Self-Conscious Podcast. We are a Latina-hosted podcast that focuses on the topics that we're a little self-conscious to discuss in everyday conversations.
Nice.
I love the name, too. It's so good.
It's perfect. You, literally picked one of the best names.
I know. And then I call the listeners conchitas. I think it's so cute.
Oh, I love it.
Yes.
That's so cute. I'm here for this.
To get on to the episode. Today, we're talking about a creepy but also awesome-looking place in Mexico called El Ex Convento, and wait, the place is the Ex Convent, but is it like the Ex Convent of the Desert of Lions, or is it Ex Convento del Desierto de Leones?
It's it used to be like a nun convent, but then it got abandoned because of the spooky shit that supposedly was going down in it.
Yes.
And these places are always haunted. You would think with a lot of religious people and stuff, it'd be all peace and serenity. And it's not. It never is.
It's the opposite.
I have questions.
I don't know if you guys have seen images of it, but I was there. You feel it. It's a vibe. I don't know how to describe it, but you're trespassing. You're in somebody else's territory.
Oh, that's creepy.
Ooh. Yeah, I've seen pictures of it. It's now beautiful. I want to go.
I see that people have weddings there and stuff.
I know, they're fucking psycho. Who? Why?
And here I am putting it on my maybe list. No, I'm just kidding.
Right. We removed other places on our list, but we're adding this one onto our maybe list.
I mean, you can go check it out, but don't get married there.
True, yeah.
I'll make all my guests go to the basement. I'm just kidding. I'm not.
That's the creepiest place.
Make some noise for the new married couple, both the living and the dead.
Right?
That'd be brilliant.
Before we get into our topic, though, I do have a story for our spookies stories, right? That's what we were going to call it, MJ?
I think so.
Just a story sent in from a listener.
Listener stories.
Gotta say with the accent, it's spooky stories.
Yes.
my accent sounds so fake when I try. I can't do it.
I know.
It's horrifying. Okay. So this was sent in to me about a haunted Goodwill because I did a story on our TikTok about a haunted Goodwill. And so then someone said,
I've been listening to your guys' episodes. Like, you had the Goodwill, and then you also brought up the Burlington.
Yes.
So I'm like, I actually went to Burlington the other day, and I'm like, this was a Christine and MJ's podcast.
Don't fuck with me today. Oh my god. I went back there with my brother the other day, and he was like, yeah, this place gives me some weird vibes. I've seen things here. And I was like, what the fuck, man? Why would you say that when we're here? Why didn't you say that in the car when we were leaving?
Dude, there's something off and weird about Burlington's.
All of them. All of them. But really good prices.
I don't know. Maybe like in all the in all the Burlingtons, they have like something hidden somewhere that's like haunted or something. You know,
someone has died in every single Burlington. That's it.
They just disappear into the sea of clothes, never to be seen again.
Oh my god! It should have been a conspiracy about Burlington, not Wayfair.
What if Burlington isn't necessarily a ghost place, but like a paranormal void?
Like hub?
Yeah. Like, a portal, and then, like a paranormal portal?
Yeah, and like the company Burlington seeks out these portals.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, you know how people say, like, okay, here's my thing on Burlington. I feel like people see, like, you know how they say, like, your doppelganger?
Oh, yeah.
Burlington would be a good place for you to meet your doppelganger and get killed and not be seen again, or switch places with your doppelganger and nobody would fucking know because it's fucking Burlington and it's big, and like, you know, but I'm like, maybe it's a portal, it's a void, it's a, I don't know. This is my conspiracy theory about Burlington. I don't know why. I'm like, you know, there's something in the coat racks. There's something in the coat racks. Not with something in the water. There's something in the coat rack.
The coat racks are made from like melted down, like, I don't know. What has metal? Like those ancient like talismans or something. That's what they use. Like melted down. They're like coat racks. To haunt the store.
Anyways, go ahead with your story.
Yes, right. Our listener's story. Speaking of haunted stores, so someone sent in this about their Goodwill, and they said, my Goodwill was haunted. We always heard hangers moving around when we would open. My manager stopped opening by herself. All my coworkers said was haunted because a lot of stuff would happen. A Woody toy? Well, once there was a Woody toy, and we left it right on site for the cameras to see, and at 3 a.m., there was no footage of it. A few minutes later, the Woody shows up on a table in a different position.
Oh, fuck that.
One time we just left it on that table, and the table, like, they were watching the recording and the table flipped like on camera and nothing, they couldn't see what did it.
Oh my god.
And then she said, shit was scary AF.
I'd be like, I quit. Though, as I was telling Christina, I quit. Not today, Satan.
The Satan dog.
Right?
I was telling Christina, though, like, she sent me this story earlier in the week, and I was like, you know what it is? A lot of places like Goodwill, they have donations from family members of people who have passed. So I always think that maybe, like, there's objects in Goodwill that are haunted, like, by the previous owner, because a lot of the stuff that you find in Goodwill can be from someone's estate that didn't get sold, or, you know, people getting rid of, you know, their loved ones' stuff because they have nowhere else to go. So they donate it to Goodwill. And you never know what a certain object, like a vase or, you know, I don't know, an ashtray can have meaning. To,
so
like,
you're saying the Lucetta that I have belongs to Doña Ana, who died 5 years ago?
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. No, but like, I mean, it makes sense because like Goodwill has like a lot of things from people who have passed. So.
No, you're making sense. Have you guys ever watched the show, The Supernatural?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, in the show, you know, they talk about how, like, items, like, can have, like, can still be possessed because they have some connection to the previous owner. And, like, you know, and they're holding on to that item for whatever X reason. But I was like, yeah, what you're saying makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's my theory. Because, I don't know, like buying stuff. I mean, even when you go to, like, estate sale, someone was like, are they going to haunt this object? Am I going to bring this home and I'm going to be haunted?
I vouch your theory. Is it maybe too Catholic of me, or maybe it's the Mexican Catholic in me that I'm kind of like, let me clean this, let me bendecirlo.
Yes.
They do the same thing.
And I have sage too, and so I like kind of like burn my little sage around it, and I'm like, get the fuck out. I don't know what's in here, but I don't want your
ass. You are not welcome.
Oh man, that's like straight up. My mom gets me like spray bottles of agua bendita, and she's like all over the house. Do it. Yeah. Get the energy out.
Girl, you'd be, if you saw me, you would see me like doing the dance from, have you guys seen the movie The Proposal with Sandra Bullock?
Yeah.
No.
Like to the window, to the wall.
Spray, spray, spray. It's all
But I mean, like, I'm not singing that song because it's not appropriate. But I'm doing that dance while bendiciendo my little
Yeah, let's get into our topic. Finally, 20 minutes into the episode, into the recording.
El ex convento del desierto de los leones. Also, what's up with the long names? And always, yeah, in Spanish. This convent is in the middle of a forest in Car, Toluca, Mexico, built in the 17th century. Because of a group of monks belonging to La Orden de los Carmelitas Descalzos, or Barefoot Carmelitas. But what did you call it? You said something else.
Discalced Carmelites, which is the same thing as barefoot, but it sounds, it's like a fancier
ooh,
word, I think. Like,
yeah, oh, yeah, oh, we got
what. Yeah, discalced. Oh, and the place, I guess, it's outside of Mexico City.
Yeah, it's like right, like, is it, what would you call it, the outskirts? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's around there. So they were looking for a place away from noise and civilization, a place they could retreat to practice Christian meditation. The monastery began construction in 1605 with Friar Andrés de San Miguel, who was the architect and engineer. Viceroy Juan de Mendoza y Luna was the first person to lay down a stone for its construction. In 1611, the monastery was complete. This monastery was considered pretty huge at the time. It's surrounded by 1,529 hectares. I don't know.
I've never heard this word.
Me either. I had to Google it. It's like a unit of measurement. Hectares. I don't know. Anyways,
it's like more than acres or what? Why is that a thing?
I don't know. I googled. I don't know. I don't. To whoever, and I saw this on both two sources. They use the hectares. Oh my god, this is embarrassing.
It's surrounded by a lot of forest land.
It's forest.
Let's just say that.
5.9 square miles. I did the math. Well, I didn't do the math. Google did the math. Surrounded by 20 kilometers of fence. So that's roughly 7.7 miles of fence. And inside, it's 5.9 miles of forest. This fence had two purposes. One, to keep all women out, as any woman who crossed the fence was excommunicated, and two, to protect monks from noise and contact with people who were not part of their order. Some parts of the fence remain today. Inside the convent is the basement. It is now one of its attractions because it has many legends attached to it. It is described as an extremely dark place. When people visit there, it's so dark they can't even see their hand in front of their face or whoever's in front of them. And people tend to get lost for a few minutes wandering in the dark, or bump their heads because of the low ceiling. Legend says that this basement was a place for probably punishment, a dungeon, or a catacomb. There is also a secret room that's part of the secluded area of the convent called the Chapel of Secret. It was used for religious communication. Visual or personal contact was not allowed. They were only allowed to like say prayer and use words. So they had to like be stuck to the wall while they were talking or doing their prayer thing, whatever.
Stuck to the wall, like they were, like their head was against the wall?
I think so. Like, I think they had to be like, when they go into the room, like go into like, and put your face against the wall and speak or pray, which is weird.
Oh, for some reason, that made me think of when my child, like, he leans against the wall and he yells, "I'm stuck."
He says, "Stuck against the wall." You never know. Now I have monks in my head doing the same thing.
I'm stuck.
But yeah, I don't know what they meant by that. So I'm imagining that they turn their face to the wall. And
yeah,
they're like, "Hey, you over there to the other corner, what are you doing?" That's castigado, cabrón.
Yeah.
Didn't your parents do that to you? Like, you control, they made you look at the fucking wall?
No, no, they just hit me.
I got both. I got a
spear. Damn, that's worse.
I got to also look at the fucking wall.
So anyways, the monks were not allowed to go into any other room besides their own. So they couldn't go into, you know, if they had a friend, they couldn't go into the room, which, suspicious. But in 1705, due to humidity and an earthquake, parts of the monastery collapsed, which then led architect Jose Miguel de Rivera Sarabia to add a baroque.
Oh my God.
To the monastery.
That last name, or that name.
I like how it flowed. It's just like... What's your name?
And then more on the convent itself. In 1810, it was abandoned by the Los Carmelitos. And it was used for during the Civil War. And so it was military barracks until well into the 19th century. The Carmelites, more on them because they're strange. So, yeah, they are very suspicious. So they're a Catholic order. They're still active. So they are a Catholic order of friars and nuns who were officially established in the 16th century, but their roots go back to the 13th century. And their official purpose is to dedicate themselves to a life of prayer. But their purpose when it came to the New World was to partake in the spiritual conquest of expanding the Spanish Empire. But they didn't really do that. They got to their monasteries and stayed there. So they were to conduct themselves with discipline, humility, service, penance, prayer, silence. So how can they participate in converting indigenous people if they have a vow of silence? Yeah. And this weird painting back when you first entered the convent, when it was, you know, active or whatever, there was a painting, and this is the description of the painting. The first thing one sees in the painting is a Carmelita who is frightening everyone who sees it. The Carmelita is crucified on a cross with a padlock in his mouth, silicone in his eyes, and where a baby Jesus is resting within his visible broken heart inside his chest. The friar's right hand is formed into a fist, which exemplifies a harsh discipline, and in the left he holds a candle to watch others and see the candle burn. Two trumpets touch his ears, two misconceptions, where one is death telling him that life is over, and the other is an angel calling him for a trial in a frightening voice. The padlock in his mouth means the eternal silence that the Carmelites must live in alongside with discipline and continuous penance. And what the fuck?
That's like very specific. Like the visualization. Yeah. I was like, excuse me.
And that's so creepy. Okay? Right?
Are you all right? Blink if you need help.
And this painting just describes the way they lived a very strict lifestyle. They only left the convent twice a year. And, you know, they maintained that vow of silence, except in that one room that you mentioned, MJ.
So they're pretty much quarantined, too.
Except they can't even talk. Yeah. And then just a little quick side note on the Desierto de Leones. So I read that the name came from a Spanish family that funded and or owned the land to build the convent. I keep wanting to say convent, and this is why I keep like stuttering when I say convent. Others say that during the colonization of Mexico, when this convent was still about to be built, the Spanish encountered many pumas in the area, and they called pumas leones, not pumas. And the pumas have since gone extinct, but that could be where the name comes from.
That would make sense.
But the Desierto de Leones and the convent itself is full of legends and talk of paranormal activity, which is given because, you know, it's so old. It's like one of the oldest convents in all of Mexico. A lot of the buildings are still intact, including the basements, which you mentioned already. And, you know, when you were mentioning the darkness of the tunnels, it reminds me of Alcatraz, because we would go there for school field trips and they put you inside of the solitary confinement rooms and you can't see anything. You can't even see your own hand. So I was like, that must be what it's like down there.
That part scares me. I'm like,
but they put us in those little confinement rooms for like less than a minute. Just it was part of like the tour. But being in there for even that long, I was like, oh my God, am I hearing voices? I was imagining them, I think. But they do say Alcatraz is haunted, so.
I've been there.
I've always wanted to go to Alcatraz.
I guess I'm going to describe it the same way you said. Like, there's an energy. But I don't know if it's, like, you psyching yourself out or, like, all the energy of everybody who's ever been there. Just
porque no los dos,
collectively. No? Why not? Yeah, why not both?
Yeah.
Yo, you know, we should create our own because, you know, there's all these little white ghost hunters out there, but we should get, like, some Mexicans. We should be, like, the little Mexican ghost hunters. Be like,
Right?
And then, like, all these, like, Mexican sayings and, like, in Spanish. And, like, hey, cabrón, I think this ghost has my ass.
That's why I love watching the videos of things like that in Spanish, because they're way more entertaining. So according to legend, when monks broke the rules, they were placed in these dark, cold, lonely tunnels until they began hallucinating. And this is the tunnels that are under the basement, the catacombs, if you will. The monks, they were in this convent for about 200 years. Some say they never left. Strange noises are said to be heard in both the dining room area and what used to be their dormitories. And you can hear the sound of furniture being moved, but there's no furniture. So what's moving? I don't know. The lights in the old dining room area turn on and off on their own, and tables and chairs have been known to move on their own as well. And on top of that, just being from... it's believed to be like just monks, the spirit of monks that are still there. Like I mentioned, the convent was used during the Civil War and it was used by the military, Mexican military, well into the 19th century. And it is said that during the Civil War, the prisoners were kept in the tunnels, those same tunnels where the monks were punished, as well as cadavers. And some say that you can hear the sound of agonizing cries and prayer in the tunnels, as well as the sound of praying in the hallways where the monks used to sleep.
Oh, that goes back to like the theory of that area being used for like punishment and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Creepy shit, yeah. And that's just the convent itself. But if we remember, this convent is found in El Desierto de los Leones, and the road leading up to El Desierto de los Leones is Kilometro 31, and this road is also full of legends. So they say that you can see the apparitions of the monks that once inhabited the convent on the road. Like, you'll be driving, and then there's just monks, spirit of monks. The same road, there's another legend called El Niño Fantasma de Kilometro 31. The ghost boy of kilometer 31, I guess that would be in English. But they say that this road is extremely curvy and dangerous. And while driving late at night, many drivers have had this terrible, frightening experience. Out of nowhere, a little boy appears in front of a car. Naturally, the driver hits the brakes, fearing that they've run this child over. The driver exits the car to look for the boy, and they see nothing at first. But then they hear little footsteps just running around the car, like someone's playing around, and they're like, what the fuck? And then, so then they look under the car because they don't see anyone, but they hear these footsteps. And then when they look down underneath the car, there's a young boy with red eyes just staring right back at the driver.
Fuck that.
Straight in the eyes. And the ghost boy's eyes are red. And then it lets out an intense scream. And after this, the stories vary a little. Some say that most drivers suffer a deadly car accident just a little bit after this, they experience this. And others say that the child's look never leaves the driver's mind and they suffer traumatic events forever until they pass away.
That is terrifying. See, but I've talked about this before, but there's something unsettling and almost not, I don't know how to explain it, but whenever there's like a ghost child, I feel like that energy is not good. Like it's something mimicking or pretending to be a child. No, like demonic almost.
Yeah, and I forgot to put this into my notes, but I read a different story about this legend specifically that mm-hmm. said that the boy was like abused and killed in that road. And so now he's like, you know, seeking revenge and he's evil. Like he's just this malevolent little spirit.
Kids, ghosts, kids, spirits, kids, whatever. There's something about it I don't trust. I know they're like, oh, kids are trapped here. And I'm like, no, that has to be something like really evil because I don't know. Yeah, I always think it demons, like straight up. Whenever I hear, oh, there's demons. Like, you know, they hear kids' laughter. And I'm like, demons. Demons, that's what it is. It's demons.
My grandma told me, like, when we were kids, well, my grandma's always said it because, I mean, like, it's crazy, like, you're Catholic, but you, like, also believe in mm-hmm. the paranormal. You believe in all this crazy shit.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you can't believe in one thing and not believe in the other. It's just my saying on that. But my grandma always said, like, cuando escuchas las voces de niños, when you hear child laughter, it's to kind of, like, it's a trap. Yeah, it's, like, to lure you. Because we're human. And so we have this need to help others, especially children are vulnerable. So hearing the child, like, you want to go help the child, but mm-hmm. it's to lure you because it's a fucking demon and it's just a trap. Either to suck your soul mm-hmm. or have you sell your soul or, just kill you, but basically, or like possess you.
Yeah. And when you think about like, other legends like La Lechuza, she mimics mm-hmm. a baby's cry to lure you outside.
They also say like como duendes and fairies and stuff mimic children to get people to lure, like to get lured and stuff.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's why I don't trust like kid stuff, like kid ghosts.
But there's apparently a movie called Kilometro 31, and it's based on the road and the legend of that little boy, but I can't figure out how to watch it. It said it was on Prime Video, and I clicked on it, and then it says not available in your country. And I'm like, damn it, why? Maybe with the VPN.
Possibly find out which country it's available in.
Mexico. Oh, well, probably. Then it's a Mexican movie, but it looks good. And then, I don't know about right now, but pre-pandemonium, pre-palateria, pre-panaderia, pre-pandemic mm-hmm. is what I'm trying to say. The ex-convento had a year-round tour of scary legends, and it looks super cool. I was watching a news clip about it. It's not just during the month of October, but it's like year-round, and you could go and get a tour there, and then there's like some little spots to eat right before you get inside the convent. So seems cool if they're still operating to go one day.
I don't know. Like, I always tell, like, everybody who listens to this, I am down to go, but I need a group of, like, 30 people.
Yeah, they have, like, monks dressed up and like, sound effects and, like, lights, and it looks cool.
I'm down. Christina, let's go one time.
Let's go. Yeah. But the reason we chose this place is because Stephanie has a story for us about this place, and we are ready for it.
Don't do what I did, spookies. I was being a dumb and naive kid. So, like, me and my sisters, like, we're really into the paranormal shit. Like, yeah, we're Catholic, but we really, like, you know, we kind of want to go into that shit. But we didn't tell our parents that. We told, you know, we didn't tell them where we were going. We told them, hey, we're going to go to, there's a nighttime zoo. It's almost like eres el hijo de la noche. And they're like, okay, cool, have fun, blah, 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 blah. So we went with the cousins. Fuimos con los primos. And we went to the comet because they got night tours. You know, if you guys want to go ahead and do it. I do think it's creepier than going in the day, but that's just me. And so we go, and like we're excited because we're like, oh my god, it's the haunted coven, because it was also shortly after the movie The Nun came out. And if you don't know, mm-hmm. The Nun is related to the Conjuring.
Oh, I forgot to mention, they did a special viewing at night of The Nun when it came out at the convent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I saw that. I saw that on YouTube.
But supposedly that's where the story derives, but no, they just used it because it's haunted. But the place where it was filmed, where the movie The Nun was filmed, it was filmed in there. It was filmed in the Cierto de los Leones.
Oh.
There's like a BuzzFeed video with like Curly, where he like talks about it.
Oh, okay.
I'll send it to you guys. But anyways, so we go, and like I think I was like, I'm trying to think how old I was. I think I was like when did The Nun come out? Let me look it up really quick. Came out in 2018. I'm 25 now. So what was that, like 3 years ago? So it's like 22. So anyways, so we get there, and like the guy, like they kind of take you around, and the guy like had like is it called like an oil lantern?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they had that like for the aesthetic or whatever. And they're like, you know, telling you like this happened in this room and this is what happened in this room. And, you know, I'm not going to go into detail, but you guys get the gist of it. Like, this is where people scream. This is where people die. This is like where the nuns pray. This is where you see so-and-so. And like, obviously, like you get bored because, like, you know, of course you get bored. And so even though it's night, and so like me and my primos are more like, ¿cómo se dice? Like they're more aventados, I would say, than me and my sisters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Like more daring.
Yeah. But I mean, like, because when you're in Mexico, you know, I was like, you know, we only live once. Don't do that. You may only just live to that one moment. Don't do that. So we were like, okay, let's go. Everyone was like, do you guys want to go, like, hey, do you want to like leave and let's go check out, like, let's go check out places, like, by, we were like, do you want to go check out the sótano? And we were like, oh, like, can we? And they're like, yeah, we just got to sneak away. And they're like, they can't tell, like, it's dark as fuck. And so they're like, okay. And so we snuck away. And so it's like, it's me and my sisters. So me and my sisters, like, two. So me and my sisters and my cousins, there's like, I'm thinking it was like maybe about five. So five of my cousins plus us. So there was a group of eight of us. And so we were like, okay, let's go. And so we kind of like broke off, like little by little, like started walking backwards. While they're walking, walking backwards. And then like we hid behind, because there's like so many like rocks and stuff. So you could like hide behind a lot of shit. It's easy to hide. I would say that. It's easy to hide. It's easy to break away. Don't do this. Spookies, don't do this. I think they might have gotten stricter because of us, but who knows? So we broke away, and then we sneak into the convent, and we had to pass through like a courtyard. Y no sé cómo decirles, guys. I was walking with my cousin. Let's call him Mike. I was walking with my cousin Mike because we were talking about like something else, and everybody else was like ahead of us. And my cousin Mike like kind of like starts acting weird. He's like, como si le había dado like escalofríos, like goosebumps. He's like. Isn't it like really cold out here? And I was like, I mean, like it's a little chilly, but I wouldn't say it's like super cold. And he's like, no, Steph, like, hace frío. And I was like, wait, we're outside. Of course it's like chilly to you, but again, like it's not that fucking cold. Like I was like, don't be so dramatic. dice Mike, he turned around and he saw like a shadow, but it was shaped like a nun.
Oh, hell no.
And then he turns to me, he's like, oh yeah, he's like, is this still like an active coven? Like, I thought like nuns aren't here anymore. And I was like, yeah, dude, like it's an ex coven. That means they're not here.
It's in the name, ex coven.
he's like, then why? And he turns around and he's like, what the fuck? He doesn't see her anymore.
Oh my God.
And I was like, what? ¿Qué vistes? He's like, there was a nun. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, there was a nun right behind us. She was watching us.
Oh my God.
And then like, and then he's like, all of a sudden he's like, he didn't feel that cold. And he's like, fuck. And then like, he's like, and he like turns around and he's just like so confused, you know?
Yeah.
And he's telling me like, Steph, there was a fucking nun right there. I swear to God, there was a nun right there. And he's like, and it was cold. And he was like, and she didn't like me or us
or
what we're doing. And then we're like, well, I was like, well, she's dead. What the fuck is she
gonna
do?
Oh my God, no.
Don't do this. Don't tempt them. Don't tempt them. So then we get inside and like, I'm very surprised at the lack of security. So then we like sneak in. Y si bien los pasillos, right? There are the hallways. So when you said like the kid, that sounded to me because I remember we heard like a little kid like kind of like skipping and like laughing. I remember that.
Oh, hell no.
And like there was nobody else there but us. So we knew it wasn't us, you know? And like the tour group was all the way on the other side. So it couldn't be any of them. So we were like, that's when we kind of started getting scared because we were like,
wow.
And then my girl cousin was like, she's like, do you think he wants us to play with him? I was like, we're not playing with that fucker.
No, we're not playing.
Like, we're not playing. Like, we keep going, keep going. I was like, we should probably turn back, but keep going. and we're moving, and like we could still hear like the kid like skipping and like laughing. And then we're like, we're going into the sótano, and it is dark. I will say it is very, very fucking dark. You can't see shit. And we're using like the little lamps in our iPhones. Dude, I'm going to describe to you like how we were as the cousins, los primos. We were all like in a little circle, like all huddled together, like putting, you know, like having the lights in our faces.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oye, wey, como que ya joden, no? Como que ya. como que ya me dio, como que ya, 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 ahí quedó. Y dice, and like one of my other cousins, this is like such a Spanglish episode, guys. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Like, it's okay.
My other cousin was like, no, guys, como que ya, 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 o sea, no sé tú, pero como que aquí ya, creo que me voy a matar. Like, so I'm giving you like the Spanish talk. I'm literally like reminiscing like the times. It's like, neta cabrón, como que tengo, como que creo que me voy a cagar aquí mismo.
Oh my God.
Like, no mames.
Yeah, I was literally like, no mames. O sea, que, ¿de quién fue la pinche idea de venir al puto sótano?
Hey, you know what they say? It's like, you don't gotta be the fastest, you just don't gotta be last.
Right?
When you guys leave. Right.
While we're all huddled together, all of a sudden we all feel a fucking chill.
Oh, hell no.
We all no. Feel.
Like, literally, like, all around us, like, we all felt it, and we, like, all of our faces were like, what the fuck? And then we said, like, we all collectively said we felt, like, because we were huddled together, we felt like something was, like, squishing us together.
Oh, my.
That is terrifying.
And then we could hear, like, I don't know if, like, voices is the right thing, but we started hearing, like, moans.
Oh, God.
And we're like, no, like, wait. And we were kind of, like, fighting with each other because we're like, let go of me. Like, let me go. Like, guys, let go of us so we can get the fuck out of here. And we were all like, well, I'm not holding on to you. I'm not grabbing on to you. What the fuck are you talking about? I'm not even holding on to you. And like, who keeps pushing us? Who's squeezing us together? Like, what the fuck are you doing? And like, we're arguing with one another.
Wow.
And then like one of my girl cousins swears that she felt something like grab her leg.
Oh, hell no.
And it wasn't us because our arms are up here with our phones, you know? And so she's like, no, güey, como que ya, ya vámonos porque me acabo de agarrar.
Me jalaron las patas.
It's so more like, oh, shit. And I could feel, like, something, like, blowing in my ear. Like, do you know what I'm talking about? Like, when, like,
oh, no.
Yeah.
Like, breathing on it?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And like, mind you, yo tenía like a little medalla de like la Virgen María, and I was like,
Virgencita. Oh. Virgencita. Santa Maria.
I was like, Dios mío, yo con el frente y atrás de él. Santa Maria, Madre de Dios. Right? But anyways, so then like, I was like, okay, guys, okay, stop, stop, guys. Like, everybody breathe. Everybody calm down for like 1 second. And so we're like all trying to collect our breath. And they're like, on the count of three, we're all gonna like try to break out. And then we're running the fuck out of here. But we got like, grab a buddy, because we're like, we're not leaving each other. No one gets left
behind.
Who's
your haunted buddy? The haunted buddy stuff.
And so we like all grab our shit. And so we're like, okay, 1, 2, 3. And like, we tried and we couldn't break out.
Oh my God.
We couldn't break out. And then we were kind of like, okay, they want us to, I'm not sure if this is real, but I'm like, I, this is just my assumption. Like, I think they want us to like break up one by one,
oh,
you know?
Oh my God.
That's why they want.
I got chills. Us, like,
I know.
And so.
I got goosebumps.
And so then we were like, literally like, how the fuck do we get out of here? And so, cause like, I'm going to describe to you, the sótano feels very, like, it was very heavy. Like, the energy there was very heavy and evil. I will say it felt very evil.
Ew.
So, I don't know, because maybe, again, I'm reading up my Catholic influence. But, like, because when you're baptized, supposedly your soul belongs to God, right? So, and if the devil can get your soul, it's like a huge win. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure if it's even, like, and they say, like, evil works with the devil and blah, 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 blah. But, like, there's also other forms of devil that I feel like exceed past the devil worship.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or just the devil himself. But there was something evil in there. And I was like, okay, we need to, like, I was like, at this point, we can only, like, we're going to have to, like, be, like, fucking priests and, like, say, like, the power of God condemns you.
That reminds me of the, what's it called, the meme? Really, the power of God condemns me? You know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Or is it condemning me? Is it?
The scene that always comes to my mind is the one from, like, Scream.
Oh, my God, yeah.
But we were like, okay, everybody just be like, Or we're just going to be respectful and just say, like, okay, guys, we're leaving. We're so sorry to, like, have, you know, trespass. We are leaving. And so we try, like, one more time. We're like, okay, everybody, 1, 2, 3, say we're leaving and we're sorry. Like, apologize to the fucking ghost. And, like, finally, we kind of were able to break free. And then we, like, all grabbed hands and, like, ran the fuck out of there. And we were literally like, cabrón, apúrate, apúrate, güey, corre, 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 no mames, por favor. Dale, dale, dale. Güey, me voy a mirar los pantalones. Oh, we're already trying to get out of here, but we could still feel, like, the fucking pressure, like, on our sides. Like something was, like, touching us or pushing us, you know? And, like, and I could still feel, like, something breathing on my neck.
Wow.
And it wasn't until we were, like, outside in, like, the open air that it kind of chilled. But still, like, it was kind of, like, you know, whack. Because it's still, like, haunted. And so we run into the courtyard. And then Mike, my cousin Mike, because he remembered the nun that we saw. Oh, the nun that he saw earlier. He was like, guys, I don't think this is the best place for us to, like, catch our breath either.
Like, let's keep on going.
And so then we're, like, we all, like, turn around, though. That's when we all saw it. Like, we all turn around. And, like, right there in the entrance where you have to go, like, where you go down to the sótano, like, in the entrance where you got to go through, and then you go down to the sótano, was, like, a fucking, like, almost, like, it was an image, but, like, como si fuera, no polvo, but, like mist, mm-hmm. like, dark mist, shaped like a nun.
Oh, gross.
Oh.
And, like, looking at us, and we were, like, oh, God. That's where we're like, no mames.
Wow.
That is.
And so we all just kind of like started backing up and like, get the fuck out, guys. Go, go, go. And so we're like, we all started running. And I said, whatever you do, don't look back. Whatever you do, don't look back. Don't look back, guys. Don't look back. Because like, I don't know what was going to happen. It was like, just don't
did
look
you,
back.
Did you guys ever go back to the group or did you guys like, fuck this shit, we're leaving?
We went to our car. We didn't even continue with like the tour. We went to our car.
Like, fuck this
and
shit.
We like all were sitting in the car and we were like all like collectively like breathing and like we were all catching our breath and literally we all had like a moment. We were looking at each other, we're like, did that shit just really happen? And so we were like
freaking out, man.
We were like all looking at each other, who's like, whose fucking idea was it to go into the fucking
right?
We're like, who told us to do this? And then we were kind of like, and then we were like, so what should we do now? Let's go get some drinks because I think we need it.
We went to
the bar and we got some drinks and we were like literally like we were literally because we were so kind of like mind fucked because we were like, did that shit really happen? Like, did that? No. And then like Mike was telling us about like what he felt like in the courtyard and like the other cousins were saying what they felt and what was happening. And we were like, okay, we're never doing that again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the PSA is do not leave the tour and do not leave the tour, especially when it's a haunted coven, and go to the most haunted spot in the fucking haunted coven. Don't do that. Don't do that shit. But it was trippy, man. It was trippy. Like, it's the fact that I can, like, when you think about it and you can still, like, and then you feel it again, like, you can remember how it felt. It's kind of what gets you fucked up. You're like, ah. Oh.
Yeah, that's fucking creepy. Like, I feel, like, scared. I can only imagine experiencing it.
Yeah, because I literally got goosebumps when you were telling. I was like, oh, no. That's terrifying. Yeah,
I was like, never again. I might go to other haunted places, but I can't do that shit again.
You know what I find funny? I don't think, when I was researching, I really didn't see many people posting up about their, like ghost adventures. Not ghost adventures, because it's a show. But you know what I mean? Did you find any?
I saw reviews, and it said, oh, yeah, I got this weird vibe there.
Yeah, but it's not the same as, like, going there.
Actual, yeah. Well, because nobody leaves the tour.
Nobody leaves the tour. And those,
yeah, and then like at night, like of course, dude, like porque la el tour era como a medianoche.
Oh,
so pon tu que, like, you know, the witching hour is between 12 to 3, 8, you know, 12 a.m. to 3 a.m. That's the witching hour. Mm-hmm. Of course, the most paranormal shit's gonna happen then. So don't, o sea, nosotros de pendejos, like we chose to because we were like naive and stupid, but like don't fucking do it, man, because like. That's when they're, like, most powerful. That's why we're, like, that's why we were thinking, like, when we were, like, out drinking, we're, like, that's probably why they had a good hold on us, because, like, it, like, that's when they have the most power.
Yeah.
But anyways, that was my spooky tale.
That was good.
Ooh, that is a good one. Wow. Yeah. Everyone checks out Self Conchas podcast. Thank you for coming on and sharing this amazing, scary story with us.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. I'm glad we could make sconchitas and spookies.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was a good time. I actually had a good time.
And yeah, I'll have a little link where you can find everything about Self Conchas, and you can also find stuff, our socials in the show notes, as well as our merch store, where you can buy No Mames shirts, you know, and more and mm-hmm. more, not just No Mames. And make sure you give both of us 5 stars, please.
Yes.
5 stars only. And yeah, if you happen to go to a haunted place that gives tours, don't break away from the tour.
From the tour, yeah.
At night.
At night, yeah. Stay a spooky. We'll catch everyone next week. Bye.
Bye.
Adios.